This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, you may dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the third hour of the program with you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
We'll take your calls about anything you want to talk about. For those of you just tuning in, we talked a lot about cryptocurrency here tonight with Bitcoin once again on the rise, over $14,000 per Bitcoin right now. Last night it was around $12,000, so it's gone up $2,000 in 24 hours. It's an incredible thing to watch and talk about, and that's some of what we've been discussing. We're going to get back into a letter that a multi-signature, over 100 signature so far letter that you, Mike, have written in tandem with some other Bitcoiners and cryptocurrency.
Yeah, myself and
advocates.
David Mondras of Trive.News.
Mm-hmm.
We're the main authors. And
it's addressed to a guy named Stiglitz. He's an economist. We read an article about this Stiglitz character a couple weeks ago on the show,
yeah,
where he was on the attack against Bitcoin, against cryptocurrency. He wants to outlaw it. He wants to go
good
back
with that. It was designed to be outlawed.
Well, I mean,
it was designed to be immune to outlaw.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be touched by the governments. They can outlaw it, which can make life a little difficult for people who want to, let's say, accept it at their business. It's going to drive it underground if they actually do that. So I'm going to say,
which will drive the price higher.
It could. I'm going to say that I don't want to see it outlawed, but ultimately, if they do, it's not going to go away. But anyway, so he wants to see it outlawed because he wants to keep the old money systems intact. He wants to keep his level of control. He wants his buddies in the banking system to have their control and the governments to have their control, because Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies are taking control away from these old systems.
Right.
Anyway, let's continue with your letter here.
So
we didn't finish it.
We were talking about how great the new system of cryptocurrency is. So we're at the forefront of a fundamental change of society that disrupts, transforms, and transcends the imaginary limits that your draconian regulations have imposed on the world, and our system creates a life of abundance, bounty, brilliance, and boundless expansion based on the spontaneous organization of free markets and free men and women.
Right. All you have to know is, when you're talking about the Federal Reserve and the money and the fiat money system as it is created today, is that money is created through banks. Like, that's all you have to know, is mm-hmm. that bankers get their hands on the free money first.
That's right.
And they always take a cut of the action.
Of course they do.
Yeah, and now it is spontaneous, because anybody who wants to can go and create their own cryptocurrency. There's now over 1,300 cryptocurrencies that are active over at CoinMarketCap.com.
For all kinds of purposes,
right.
Even. Not
and
just
most
money.
Of them aren't worth talking about, but they're there.
There's a lot of innovative uses for them. You know, not all 1,300 for sure.
And sometimes they come up out of the woodwork and surprise people, like IOTA, for instance, which is...
Didn't surprise you.
Huh?
Didn't surprise you.
Yeah, it did.
You were ready.
I didn't know anything about it until it popped into the top 10 over the summertime. I'm like, oh, what's this? And I looked at it and I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was watching it from the start. It was very interesting what they're doing with IOTA.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it until it just happened to pop into the top 10.
It's about essentially monetizing the Internet of Things.
But now it's number 4.
Yeah.
It has bumped Ripple down, which is long time. Ripple's been like number 3 or number 4 for a long time, and it has knocked it out over the last week. It's just shot up ever since there was news that IOTA's teaming up with Microsoft for some kind of Internet of Things deal that they have.
That's a really good company to partnership with on that.
No doubt. Although the price has taken a bit of a tumble today, it's down to $3.82 per million iota, which is the way you buy these things. You get them if you get an iota on a marketplace, you're actually getting a million of them for $3.82 because these are supposed to be very, very small currency.
It doesn't cost anything to make transaction.
Correct. There's no fee to send the iota.
That's what attracted you in the first place.
Now, I'm sure there's weaknesses to it, and I've heard people criticizing it. I just don't really understand enough about it to really understand the criticisms of it. But there has to be some downsides to it. I just don't know exactly what they are.
It's not a very mature technology.
No, it's beta, basically. Yeah. It's in a beta form.
Well, it's new. Yeah. So we'll... It'll get worked out.
But yeah, so we were talking about the idea that these things can just be created. Nobody has to ask anyone's permission to do this stuff. And that's so amazing because the old money system, there's gatekeepers everywhere. You can't just,
And not just in money. There are so many things in this world that can be made better with a blockchain technology.
Blockchain being the technology behind Bitcoin and many of its imitators out there, which is essentially, in most cases, a public ledger, but some of them aren't so public. Like there's privacy coins like Zcash and Monero, for instance. So they're not all the same, but yeah,
well,
blockchains.
Monero is still a public ledger, but it's encrypted, so it's a lot easier to maintain your anonymity.
I see. Okay. So, but anyway, go on with your letter.
So we said, with free markets and free women, we can remake the world.
Free women.
As free women.
Okay.
As we can remake the world as we envision it to be. You won't be the first or the last to call for banning Bitcoin. It's been attempted many times in several places, largely in areas much more oppressive than the U.S. with tens of thousands of miners across the planet all working together to maintain the sanctity and immutability of Bitcoin blockchain and a massive network of active enthusiasts growing larger every day. It's simply impossible to thwart us or demolish our system. While we're continuing to develop... Uh-huh. And enjoy our beautiful new system. Hey now. Based on individual sovereignty, transparency, entrepreneurship, and personal responsibility, we welcome you to join us. We have cookies.
Indeed we do.
So, yeah, there you go, Stiglitz. He's going to die before any of this really happens.
This letter is going to be going up online.
It's not yet there?
Not yet there. It should have been. I'm not sure
where. Where will
it
be hosted?
It should be on tribe.news, but it might be someplace else.
All right.
I will get a link and post it on the Shire Forum.
Excellent.
And so anybody will be able to sign it that wishes to. So we can get a movement going of telling Stiglitz where to...
Get his cookies.
Stiglitz.
So anyway, that's. I think we've talked a lot about crypto tonight. Let's get back into a different issue, which kind of come back around to this discussion we were having in the end of the last hour about fear, right? This Gene, the Christian anarchist, had called in, and he was talking about how he just doesn't even recognize the world that he lives in now. He grew up in a time where, you'd tote a gun to school as an elementary schooler or whatever and shoot down in the basement of the school. And obviously things have changed quite a bit.
It's so fictionalized. It's just generated by all this media, the not just the news, but the TV shows. It's just teaching people to become these little snowflakey, mushy puddles of insubstantialness.
You've got something about snowflakes.
I've got the article right here that says you're not allowed to call people snowflakes because young people, 74% of them, think that it can cause mental affect young people's mental health.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. 74%?
That's it.
I would say in some cases that would be an insult to snowflakes.
Who studied this? Where'd this statistic come from?
Well, it's a Breitbart article, but it is off of a... I've got the study here. It's from the telegraph.co.uk reporting on it, too, so it's not the first one.
Okay, can you tell me more about it, or is that it pretty much it?
It basically is the laughable notion that people that people that we're saying can't handle being called snowflakes... say that they can't handle being called snowflakes.
Right? How many?
If you can't handle being called a snowflake, you are not ready.
What's the sample size? What's the sample size in this study? Who did the study? How did they do
it? I wasn't ready for that.
I 100% believe that.
Yeah. If you can pull up the story and maybe share a little more, it might be
useful. I'd like to say this about Adblock. I wish that your product was optional. because I hate that I can't turn this crap off.
Optional. Yeah, they're all optional. You don't have to install it in the first place. And if you do install it, you can turn it off.
Comes right on Firefox.
Really? They include it these days?
Yep. And I've never tried to put this thing on, and it blocks every website because of it.
Huh. I've got one called AdBlock Plus, Mark, that I can just click on the little icon and disable it.
Oh, now I've
got to
pay extra for AdBlock Plus?
I've never paid a dime for AdBlock. No, I'm just telling you, all I have to do is click on it and say disable. Boom. Done. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up from letgrow.org, a woman left her son in the car in the Walmart parking lot. He's 9 years old. Two people called the cops. We'll tell you about that on the way. Again, this in the whole fear-based society thing. You can join us as well, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm.
Whole Food Multi-Complete is a supplement that I take daily. I'm very pleased with it. It's so much more than a multivitamin because not only does it contain vitamins and minerals, which of course are great and you should take them, but it contains an enzyme blend, a probiotic blend, an antioxidant blend, immune support, bone and joint support, and energy support. Everything that you need on a daily basis, they've been providing for 15 years. Quietly. Well, the big guys won't do this. It's the perfect blend of supplements and a single product. The reason the big guys won't do this is it's not profitable for them to do it. There's a very little margin on what they make for this high-quality supplement at Whole Food Multi-Complete. Just go to simplifymysupplements.com. Take advantage of the 10% discount that we've got there for you by using coupon code FTL. Anything they've got there, simplifymysupplements.com. You'll be very happy you did. They're satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. They take Bitcoin. Simplifymysupplements.com. Coupon code FTL.
All right, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Mark, you and Mike were digging around a little bit trying to find more information about this snowflake study. What did you determine during the
I'm determining there? That it is well-reported, but I can't find the study.
Not well-sourced.
Yeah, I can't find the study that they're trying to source. That doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. It's just that there's so many news articles out there, and they're all sort of reference each other.
Yeah, that's bad news.
It's not
possible
bad news.
Possible fake news.
Well, no. Okay, look, there have been instances in the past where this has occurred, but that is because that's how news works. Just because that's happened in the past doesn't mean that this is false. Yeah. Simply that...
I'm not saying it's false.
Okay.
I'm on the Aviva.co.uk
this was
website.
One of the citations.
This is the insurance company where this study was apparently done. And so I'm scrolling through all their articles on their news releases. And I got to say, you know, the different other headlines on here, you know... Flexiphobia, fear factor means Yeah, they've got the amazing amount of things that bother people that are really like, what? Is that a thing?
Give me a kind of more example. What do they got?
Okay, well, there's this flexiphobia.
Fear of flexing?
Fear. One in five employees dare not ask about flexible working conditions despite their legal right to do so. That it may impact their employability.
I see.
And is
that sounds like something maybe an insurance company would. Where is an insurance company asking about snowflakes?
Yeah.
Insurance companies do have to be worried about millennials and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And this was a issue about mental health.
I see.
And you want to know if a generation, and by the way, I don't like this term millennial.
Yeah.
I think that it's far too broad. But you want to know if a group of people have been so coddled their whole life that when they go to college, they need safe spaces. That you know, a term as banal as a snowflake is going to give them mental health issues. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but I do think that there's
a check into a clinic and make an insurance claim or something.
There's a great deal of historical evidence that those that are too civilized, that have been coddled for too long, that have been pampered for too long, are simply incapable of leadership. This has been a concern since I can't tell you the name of the, I'm not very good at my Muslim names, but this Islamic historian from like the 14th century began to chronicle how this cycle of conquerors would come, become pampered, and then get conquered again.
There's a great statistic on the Aviva website the number of children aged 25 to 34 living with
sad
parents.
But true.
The number of children age 25 to 34 living with parents grows 37% in 10 years.
Wow. All right. So, speaking of children, here's a story about a real child. A 9-year-old left in the car at Walmart from letgrow.org. And for those that may not be familiar with this website, this is the site that Lenore Skenazy, who was previously associated with Free Range Kids, she is now blogging on.
Okay.
So this is her new site. Anyway, headline, my son was reading in the car in the Walmart parking lot. Two people called the cops. Dear Let Grow, and by the way, the author of the article says, I get a letter like this about once a month. Quote, Dear Let Grow, I've enjoyed your blog, Twitter feed, and reading your book over the past few years. They've helped me loosen up a little in most everything with my kids. Case in point, today, my wife and I drove an hour from our smallish Minnesotan town to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to do some shopping.
Is that the big city?
I guess. After a few stores, we decided to stop at Walmart and gave some of our kids the choice. Come into the store or stay in the car and read. My 9-year-old opted to read on this pleasant 59-degree afternoon. My wife and I looked around the store with our other kids, 11, 7, 5, and of course our 2-year-old. At some point, our 5-year-old got tired, so we asked our 11-year-old to take her out to the car while we shopped for another 15 minutes. As my wife went to covertly purchase a few items for our kids, I went to the car with the last
Christmas time, you know.
Right, with the last two kids. As I arrived there, a whole 30 feet from the front entrance, I found a police officer speaking with my kids, who were seated quietly in the car, with my 9-year-old reading and my 11-year-old reading to his 5-year-old sister. The cop asked if I'd left them unattended, and I explained that two of them came out a few minutes ago and that the middle one had waited in the car.
First off, don't answer questions.
Right. First of all,
these police officers
not to answer questions.
These police officers are millennials themselves.
Am I being detained?
The cop very politely told me that a few people had called to report kids left in the car, and someone mentioned that my son had opened the car door and waved to people from our church, it turns out. I explained that my kids know how to conduct themselves and were safe. He informed me that I was lucky, given that here in Sioux Falls there was a, quote, very real chance of abduction.
I mean,
do they have a lot of sexual predators in Sioux Falls? That's not a very...
It is a very real chance of abduction, 0.0001%.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the abduction. Come on. I mean, like, when does abduction... When they hit their 12th birthday...
Is this with a flying saucer or...
Or is it including when the police actually take the kids from the parents?
That too, yeah.
You know, I mean, the funny thing is at 12 years old, you can start kids can start babysitting kids. Is it like on the 12th birthday, bring, magically they don't get abducted anymore? Are they, on that day, they're able to figure all this stuff out? I mean, there's an 11-year-old present here. I mean, I got a 9-year-old. At 6 years old, I was going to the next street over.
The author says, I explained that I'm an attorney who does family law, including child endangerment cases, so I'm very much aware of the dangers, or lack thereof, my kids faced.
So be gone!
He was polite and nothing came of it, so I don't really blame the cop. But who in their right mind sees my 9-year-old reading in the car and calls the cops?
Hold on. What cop in their right mind sees a 9-year-old reading in a car and decides to lecture an adult on it?
Well...
They
were letting the child read. That's the offense right there. You can't have your kids reading.
There's more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. A little more from the story. We'll share it with you. And if you're the kind of person who would call the cops, we want to hear from you. You can dial in toll-free here and join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in here, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in. It's Skype username, lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Mike.
And Mark.
So we're talking about a letter to the editor over at letgrow.org, a website that's very similar to Free Range Kids. In fact, it's got Lenore Scanese blogging there, who was the creator of Free Range Kids. She was labeled as the world's worst mother by some television show several years back, because she let her 10-year-old son, or 9-year-old, 9 or 10 at the time, walk home from school in New York City.
New York City?
Yeah. And people acted like, you know, her son was going to be murdered or something like that.
Yeah, they sure did.
And she, you know, is one of these people who actually believes in letting their kids go, you know, when they're ready.
Like, free-range parenting.
Yeah, that's the idea. And so here's the letter that we're sharing with you is from a mother and father who allowed their 9-year-old son to sit in the van outside, or the car or whatever, outside of a Walmart on a 59-degree day and read a book in the car. And then when they came out of the store, they found a police officer standing there questioning their kids, because the other couple of their kids had come out from the store to go to the car while they were in there shopping.
Right, and this is a 9-year-old in a car where they can control the locking mechanisms.
Your son's 9, right?
Right, my son's 9, and this gives me the insight to know that, you know, no, this is ridiculous. You can't leave a 9-year-old in a car to read? I mean, my wife...
he didn't arrest them, you know, but he had a talking with
them. When I was 10, growing up in Lebanon, I used to get put in detention all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just a terrible year for me. But anyways, my mother got sick of picking me up, and she says, "You're being punished by the school for a good reason, therefore you're walking home."
Oh, how long was the walk home?
It was 2 miles.
Okay, not so bad.
Well, not so bad. In the fall,
sure.
You know, but in the winter, you know, that's
more so.
You know, a trek to Antarctica.
Right. So did you start to get in less trouble at that point? Would you have to walk home?
It didn't really help, no.
but yeah, so nowadays she might be arrested for doing something like that. Oh, I don't know. Does that happen in New Hampshire as often as it does in like New York or California?
I wouldn't say so, but I think we've seen some arrests like that for a lack of parental oversight.
Well, there was this story in Keene where one of the Keene police officers actually smashed a window on a car because he thought there was a baby that was left in a car.
I really feel this is unfair. This was a baby designed to look like a newborn.
Right, it was a doll.
It was a doll.
It was a doll. There's no doubt. But, like, you have an unresponsive, and it was supposed to be a very lifelike doll. This wasn't just the kind of, you pick it up, its eyes open, you lay it back down, its eyes closed kind of baby. This was one of those babies designed to be, like, sort of filled with hot water to...
So was it giving off steam or something?
To look very, very lifelike. So what a surprise. A guy who couldn't get more than 4 feet from a lifeless baby didn't decide to smash the window in. I think that it's more of a testimony to the craftsmanship of the fake baby than it is really something about the Keene police officer.
But I haven't heard any stories like parents getting arrested for letting their kids walk home in New Hampshire. I haven't heard those stories around.
But I certainly read a couple in California.
Yeah, they're normally coming out of the most arch-statist places like New York
and
California.
This was
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
This is the issue I have with the Sioux Falls police officer having the conversation.
In the first place.
The conversation is the prelude. Because if he has 4 or 5 or 6 of these conversations, then he's going to start arresting people after that as he goes on, because it's normalized it. Until someone says, "Son, just don't. You know, just go back to your car with the silly little lights on the top. You know, that god-awful fashion statement of a car that you've got. Get back in there and go find crime."
Well, New Hampshire Department of Safety Commissioner Sweeney said, "This sounds like a training issue."
Well, in this case, I agree with what Mark said. If there was some level of pushback by these parents, but instead they're like, "Oh, yeah, we don't blame the cop." Well, no, what you need to do is train your kids not to talk to the police, because ultimately the cops are going to target people that they think they can push around, and certainly they can push around, you know, young children and intimidate them and influence them.
The cop is a victim of the socialization that's going on right now anyway. The idea is, I don't know when it's going to be, but pretty soon a 17-year-old cannot be walked around without accompaniment. That boy will be taken and sold into sex slavery!
So you're saying the cops are becoming snowflakes also?
Oh, yeah. the police force full of snowflakes.
So,
and I meant that only in a mocking way, Mr. Policeman out there. I'll be fine driving home by myself.
I need your help.
But yeah, training your kids to not talk to police, I think, is one of the most important things that that you can do, because you don't want your kids inadvertently turning over information about you. You don't want them giving the cops information that could ultimately lead to your arrest and the possible breaking up or separation of you from your kids.
Right.
So if you're not talking to the police, then they're less likely to find a reason to arrest you for stuff. Anyway, a little bit more here from the letter to letgrow.org from the parents. They say, "Who in their right mind sees my 9-year-old reading in a car and calls the cops? If they were so concerned, why didn't they, take 2 minutes and talk to my kid to see if he was okay? He wasn't crying. The weather was absolutely not a concern. This wasn't some dark alleyway or a baby forgotten in a back seat. Yet the police told me that two different calls came in. What's wrong with these people?" Luckily, several years of reading your blog prepared me for such moments. Again, this is from letgrow.org, and the cop was nice, they claim. Long story short, thank you for your continued efforts to help parents and everyone else focus on the facts and not merely irrational fears fueled by social media and doom and gloom news reporting. Thanks to your work, my wife is loosening up even more and allowing our kids to remain at home alone together, except the 2-year-old, that is, but soon enough. Keep up the good work from a Minnesota dad. To which the person who filed the article responded, quote, I'm glad you were prepared, but I'm constantly dismayed by busybodies who are eager to butt in, but apparently not at all eager to engage to make sure the kids are okay. I'm also so glad the cop was kind, even though he is totally wrong about abduction by a stranger being anywhere near likely. For your info, here are the actual stats on stranger abductions, which are rarer than rare. You would have to leave your child unattended for 750,000 years to make a kidnapping likely. And then she links to a Wall Street Journal article, which we can look at here in a moment. As for what makes busybodies such jerks, here's a piece on the fact that they confuse moral outrage. How dare you leave a child alone with actual danger? Turns out the more outraged an onlooker is, the more danger they hallucinate.
Oh, yeah. Not a surprise.
So glad this annoying incident has not made you or your wife more determined to helicopter. You keep up the good work from Lenore Skenazy. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah, do you have a problem with kids being left alone in cars?
Yes, I do, but, you know, I don't really know about that I don't have kids. So I don't have, like you, you know, we both decided not to have children, so it's not, like, really my concern.
So you wouldn't call. Yeah. You, if you saw a child in a car alone, you wouldn't snitch on the parents and call the cops?
Yes, I would.
If
it was a really hot day, I would call.
If it was hot.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's...
This is 57 degrees.
It was 59 degrees.
59 degrees.
Well, you know what? If I looked like some kid was in danger, I would get involved.
Who knows what danger looks like? Some people think that being in a car by yourself is dangerous.
To the government, your kid reading a book is danger.
What were you calling about tonight, Sarah?
Well, you know, I would like to talk about a dangerous bridge, like a very poor construction in New Mexico. It was designed like 80 years ago with only cars in mind. And I'm sad.
So it's dangerous for the people walking across the bridge, is what you're saying.
Right, that's correct.
Gotcha.
So,
do you want to do about it? Have them build a whole new bridge? Hang on, Sarah. We'll continue in moments.
It's not her money.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus. Sign up for the email list at spectivr.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I've authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, we got time for you if you want to get on the phones and join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
We're going back to your calls and thoughts. But first, Mark, hope.freetalklive.com, apparently it's not over yet. We've talked over the last several months about this fundraiser that you put together with an orphanage that was being built and is being built in Uganda, that we thought we were finished with the fundraising, but apparently they need a little bit more. What happened?
So what happened was a proposal was put before me.
Yeah.
First, I need to say there's a language barrier here. And so the proposal was put before me. And
back in May or whenever it was, June?
Oh, no, it was before that.
Oh, okay.
This was in, 2015.
I feel like we've only been fundraising for it for the last several months.
I did a lot of legwork on this before I ever brought it to listeners.
Got it.
Because I had to tell Ndifuna to make, I think it was 60,000 clay bricks. I wanted to see the bricks first. I also had to send people there to vet the whole project to make sure everything was fine. I had to get proposals in front of me. There was paperwork as far as, you know, their government needed paperwork to make sure that they could build a building so that orphans could have roof over their head, and all that other stuff that existed in the first place. So, no, this has been going on a long time. So the proposal was put in front of me. At that point, I was only prepared to pay for the building. I figure they could get furnishings elsewhere. They can get, all that other stuff. They can get that stuff. I just want to put the roof over their head and that sort of thing, right? And somewhere in the midst of this, they felt like they needed to go for a two-story building instead of a one-story building. And that makes a certain amount of sense, right? Like, you don't have to put a foundation in. You just tack on some more walls, and there you are. So they've got more bricks and everything like that. The number I had was for a one-story building, not a two-story building.
Mm-hmm.
So They never told me that this number that I had was, you know, for this one-story building and that they were going to run out of money or whatever. So they ran out of money. And
so we thought it was over.
We thought it was over.
It's not over.
And it is not over, and we need to raise money for just a few more things. And
look, hold on. Is it clear now, like with the communications, that this is going to be it, that they just can't keep coming back to keep asking for more? Because I don't, you know.
Right. I don't think that they're coming back to ask for more. It's, mm-hmm. it's clear they need, I don't think they had cost overruns here or yeah. anything like that. There was a fluctuation between the shilling and the dollar, but I don't think that that really had anything to do with the Bitcoin and that sort of thing. So, yes, the conversation has been had that this is the completion of the building, and this is going to complete the building. So,
okay. So how much more do they need?
They need about $9,200.
Okay. Okay. And there's matching going to be happening again.
Yes. So I put together four matchers, including you know, the Shire Free Church, essentially, you and I and our mission. And Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com,
cool.
who wants it very, very clear that he believes that Bitcoin Cash is the proper currency to send over there. And so we're going to be sending over in Bitcoin Cash because Bitcoin doesn't care about poor people, and if it did, it'd have lower transaction fees.
Interesting.
There's an argument for it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're not buying a, you're not buying a dead chicken at the marketplace in Jinja, Uganda with Bitcoin because the transaction right. fees off the chart. But Bitcoin Cash, yeah, you could do that. Dash, you could do that. So anyway, Virgil Viduva.
He's back from Cell411, getcell411.com.
He didn't have a moment's hesitation when he wanted to come back. He wanted to come back to this project and that sort of thing. So now every dollar, look, I if you donated to this project and you felt like it was over and you feel like you've done what you needed to do to this project, I understand and I support you and I thank you. Thank you for what you gave.
Sure.
If you want to complete this project with me, or you know, this add-on, this additional amount, I would, you know, I've looked into this and I believe that what I'm telling you is accurate. That they need things like they need this for floor, veranda, inside doors, screen, paint, you know, a few other things that they're looking for. That yeah, I mean, I've been watching this building all along and. Yes, this is legitimate, and if you give, it's going to go to the right place.
So basically, you're looking to raise about 10 grand, but you only need to get 2,000 of it from our listeners.
That's correct.
And then that'll be matched times 4.
That's correct.
Essentially.
Right.
So 4x, basically, you donate $10, and then $40 more comes in on top of that.
That's right.
And how does one donate?
And I've already gotten quite a bit of donations.
Okay. How does one donate?
You go to hope.freetalklive.com, and there are a whole variety of options. You can donate Bitcoin Cash, PayPal, Bitcoin, Dash, Ethereum's there. You could even do money orders if you want, but you got to let me know. Mm-hmm. You know, a few other things that you want to do. Whatever it is you want to do, bam, it's there.
Okay, cool. So hope.freetalklive.com. Does it still have the pictures and everything that
I updated
before?
All the pictures for everybody so they can see the new building, what's going on, how much progress is there's been. It looks like a complete building, but it needs a few more things. So they need $9,200 more. And just remember, they're building a big building that can house 40 kids for less than 40 grand.
It's pretty impressive.
So,
all right, let's do you have something to add?
No, just I would like to say that I will match the last $100 raised from donors.
Cool.
Excellent.
All right. Now that'll be a 5x matching, at least on the last 100. Thank you, Mike, for that. Let's go to back to Sarah in New Mexico. You say there's an old bridge that was designed for cars, and you're worried about it. Sarah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, there's no bicycle path whatsoever, and there is a sidewalk like 2.5 feet wide, barely enough for one person to fit in just to walk, and then you have the cars, when you're facing, the cars are going behind you. So you can't even see the cars that are going behind you, so if they're texting or talking on their cell phone and they hit you, that's it.
Yeah.
There's no bicycle path, so the sidewalk is like not even 3 feet wide.
So then, and then when you're facing, you're walking one way, you actually got the cars behind you. So, and then if there's a sidewalk in one part and you cross the street and then the sidewalk disappears and it starts on the other side.
So do you want them to tear down an entire bridge and build a new one just so they can add wider sidewalks?
Wider sidewalks and continue the sidewalks and put the bicycle path.
Do you know how much a bridge costs?
Maybe about $1.7 million.
How'd you get that number?
Well,
sounds low.
When they built that bridge, they built another one over San Mateo, over I-40, and they built another one on I-40 on Louisiana.
And those only cost $1.7 million?
Oh, you know what? It's cheaper than that airplane.
No. Is that what those bridges cost, or are you just pulling that number out of thin air?
No, that's what it cost in San Mateo, $1.7
Because that sounds cheap for a government construction project.
$1.7 sounds like a small bridge.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. We live in New Hampshire where in a lot of places there aren't sidewalks at all. I mean, right here in this neighborhood where we're doing the show from, there's only one sidewalk across the street. There's not even a sidewalk on both sides of the street.
So it's not that I don't support bike lanes and sidewalks and all those things. I think those things are great. But it's interesting that we believe that wherever a road goes, there must be a bike path, there must be sidewalks on both sides. I mean, what other things are we going to add to roads to make them that much more expensive in the future? I mean, it was just intended to be a bridge to get, you know, cars from one side of a creek to another or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got to, you know, tear it all down and build a whole new one because bike paths and pedestrian crossings and all those things.
Couldn't you just build a pedestrian bridge next to it?
It would certainly be cheaper, but then at some point they're going to want to expand the whole thing, and you know they have to tear down the pedestrian
bridge.
Would it
be cheaper? I mean, they spent $2 million on the pedestrian bridge here in Keene.
Give them a vine. Yeah. Let them swing across.
A log. Walk the log.
All right, so tomorrow night you can join us for more Free Talk Live between now and then. Mike, what's a good website for you?
GalacticSystems.net.
GalacticSystems.net. And you said you're on the Free Talk Live forums?
Yes.
What's your username there?
Mike Laurie.
Mike Laurie. You can check him out there. Mark, you're on those forums too, I believe.
MedgeFTL.
So check it out over at forum.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.